Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing and the whole
thing. Well, thank you for listening on this Wednesday.
And thank you for listening. Let's be honest.
Yes, thank you.
We're grateful for all of it. For all of it? Yes. Falafel all. God help us. And we want to thank our executive producer. His name is Dustin Rhodes.
I hope you guys can respect this time of year.
He does. We know that. And we want to thank Ray. Ray, you do a remarkable job.
We're fired up.
Yeah, we really are. And Suds, God bless you. I mean, God bless you for getting up and for dealing with us.
Happy New Year, guys.
And Happy New Year to you, sir. Now, I guess, is the time in the program where we would welcome in a Dan Bernstein and a Layla Rahimi. And I think we should go ahead with that. Hey, guys.
Hi, Dan and Layla.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Big news conference. Woohoo! Yee-hee! Waha!
Yeah, this is not a comfortable day to be on which to be a Bears fan. It's just not. We have to know why this is all okay. We have to know what is this level of acceptability. Why this is being endorsed as okay? Because everything they've said previously about what the expectations are and what they want from the team and where it's supposed to be would say they would have to move some things around. They would have to do some things differently. They'd need new eyes and ears in the organization, and that's not what we're getting. So we need to know today. Why is this okay?
But why do you think we're going to get that today, Dan? Because I think that the fed-up frustration and the reality of what the fans feel and the perception of the way the Bears think that they feel is as wide as the gap between the Bears and the Packers.
You still got to ask them. We got to pin them down.
Yeah, they're definitely going to answer everything you ask at this point. Because they care so deeply about what the fans think. Come on.
Don't you think a lot of this just comes down to the poor timing, too? If you were going to tank or if you were going to make a move to tank, you should have done it, you know, when the Jets started to do it.
Oh, they're not tanking. No, they're not tanking.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if you wanted a new regime and you wanted different people in charge and you wanted different personnel and you had a plan after you declined Mitch Trubisky's option that wasn't Nick Foles, you'd have done that by now. So now we're sitting here with what this is.
It really is an almost Kafka-esque helplessness. This idea of being lost in the ductwork, lost in the machinery, where no matter what you do, you end up back at the same place, or you end up in this sort of bureaucratic maze where it never gets better. And I don't know what the roadmap is. I really don't. And it's an immensely helpless feeling that a Bear fan who believes that his or her team is being held to a championship standard and is being compared. And you don't have to look very far. You look up north and you see the way things are run differently. It's just helpless.
See, no, you know what the path is, though. You have opinions on the way the Bears should do this. What you're talking about, and you sound kind of beaten down, and you sound like you're defeated because you have very little faith in their ability to execute a plan that to you makes sense. Because I can come up with a solution here. I can come up with what we need to hear today. And I said it to Mully, what I would do if I were George McCaskey or if I were Ryan Pace, and he's exactly right and say, nah, not going to happen because he doesn't have faith in the people executing that plan. But it's easy to come up with a plan, Dan. I mean, everybody can come up with a path to victory that makes sense and is logically deduced here. But I just don't think there's confidence that they're going to say that.
All right, well, give me those bullet points then. Well, you know, walk me through an ideal. Let's say, but ideally, they'd be announcing changes today, right?
Well, that's the ultimate thing. That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But see, that's not going to happen because they're on the agenda. We're hearing from four people today: Ryan, Ted, and the other guys, you know, George and Matt Nagy. Okay.
So, the four of those other guys.
Yeah. Okay, the Mount Rushmore. All right, Dan, real quick.
Oh, gosh.
The bullet points. Number one, I would announce that we're moving on from Mitch Trubisky. Change of scenery benefits everybody. Number two, I would say that the old scheme that we're not going to be the Kansas City Bears anymore. We're going to go back and accentuate the strengths on our roster. We have a good offensive line. We have a great running back, and we're going to call plays and build a roster to be a power football team again. And number three, I think that you're going to find a defensive coordinator to replace Chuck Pagano to run a unit that we still think can be among the top 10 in the league, because that is the way that we play defense in Chicago. That's what we have a proud tradition of it. And those three things would be the way that I would lead off today. And that,
yeah, but who's taking this defensive coordinator job? I mean, you can say that and everybody would love to hear it, but this is like the Mike Martz hire on the offensive side, where it's, I always use the phrase, I used it then, I use it now, young and hungry or old and desperate. And you're not going to get a genuine up and comer who wants to slide into this regime right now.
Well, this is more of a Mike Tice hire, to be honest with you, Dan.
That's a good name.
Yes.
I'm just saying, this is not, you know, Martz at least had taken a team to the Super Bowl. And I mean, you know, he was a rogue offensive coordinator. I hear you. And that's why he was out of work. But I mean, he had a track record. I'm not sure you're getting a guy with a track record.
It's just
There's
a guy.
There's only so many coordinators you can axe before the head coach is next.
Well,
there's only
that's
so many hitting
point.
Coaches that you can axe before the manager is next. At some point, somebody's getting whacked that isn't an assistant.
Well, but Layla, that's not going to happen this year because they have now tied Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy together, and whatever will happen to one will happen to the other. If you're going to move on from your head coach, you would have done that today. I don't think that they're they're not going to do that. So I think you could sell that job, Dan. I agree with you, but you could sell the defensive coordinator job to somebody who comes in here and feels like they can win here. They look at Khalil Mack. They can rehabilitate Eddie Jackson. They look at Roquan Smith, and there, boom, you got a star level player at every level of your defense. That's going to convince some coordinator to say, yeah, I can win.
Talent, and
you
have
promote
your own,
from within.
You have independence. You are given half the team and you run it. And you're in a position, if there's a coaching change, if you make that defense that much better, or if you're really ambitious, maybe you could take over. But you're also coming into a situation with – and I what am I saying? These guys are – they're like hired for life, right? There's no accountability here. So we presume that they have to win next year, but that's just us. And you know, let's not make an ass out of you and me, right? I mean, we shouldn't assume anything.
No, and that's why we got to hear what they have to say. We're going to carry the press conference live and in its entirety. So we are going to hear the questions, and we know that the Bears media, I've praised the current beat media for doing a good job of asking follow-up questions and listening to answers and building to get information. I trust that they're going to do it again today. Guys like Potsy and Wiederer and our guys, you know, Chris Emma and Grody and everybody who does that. So the questions will be there. I don't know that there's going to be a satisfying way to make us feel less helpless, to make us feel like this is all going somewhere. Because as we understand it, the dynamics of this, involve the fact that they really like Matt Nagy. They just like him. And if they were to bring in, if they were to try to replace Ryan Pace, you're already limiting your pool because there might be football executives who would say, yeah, that's fine, but I don't want to be saddled with somebody else's coach, because that's how the Bears have always done things going back to since Ditka. There's always something else. There's always part of that sourdough starter there keeping it Bearsy. And then they say, all right, well, if we want to keep Nagy, then I guess we got to keep Pace, because the other guy would want to come in and fire the coach. And you're thinking, all right, great. Well, you know, maybe there's a reason why you should listen to what those other candidates are saying about what they would want to do, rather than deciding for yourself that you know that you've got the right coach.
I keep thinking, you mentioned Kafka, and I keep thinking about Alonzo Spellman, because one time he was talking about undergoing, he was trying to say metamorphosis, and he said mental morphosis. Do you remember that?
Yes, he undergoes a mental morphosis.
I go through a mental morphosis. I got that book in my head now, yeah. And I'm thinking about Alonzo.
And you say Kafka, and I think about the Chiefs quarterbacks coach, who was a candidate in Philadelphia, and I think, boy.
Like Kafka.
But
right.
Yes, yes. He came home. Yeah.
But that's just the feeling. It's that weight. It's that, and you, the Bears fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know that just like other teams play games that look different. Other teams' front offices and ownership say things that seem more satisfying. And just, this is just our lot in life. And I'm very, very curious. I'm sorry. You're laughing, but I'm being totally honest here with this level of fatalism that I think Bears fans
know
all too well.
It's been bleak. The whole morning has been bleak. Mully and Hav listened to your show this morning, and there were a lot of guests on there with a lot of really good points, and the points were bleak. This is all very bleak.
Unfortunately, Dan, I think a lot of us have sort of been to the sausage factory, and we've seen it made, and it's like, and now you got to go watch it again. And it's, I mean, are Bears fans looking under the hood of this vehicle? Because it's never going to make it wherever your road is, right? You just, oh God, we've got to rebuild that engine, don't we?
Yeah.
At some point
and to carry that out, what direction are you headed? Because it's not on the road to the Super Bowl. This is not headed in that way. You're back against somewhere, or you're on the, you know, the middle of the road to mediocrity, and you can embrace that, and you can, you know, obviously they are. That's what I think is the biggest disappointment, is that, you know, you have a sense of what, when the fan base and the people around the team are more ambitious, you sense, than the team itself. That's when you have a lot of frustration that builds.
The Bears bandwagon.
I just go back to the timing of it all.
I was just going
to
say
timing
the timing
to me was the most concerning.
Why? Because it took too long?
Because
they made the playoffs.
Yeah, like, but we know what those playoffs were, especially in the NFC. But Molly, you were talking about the bandwagon. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say it's like Borat, where it's like everyone's in the car and they got a horse trying to pull it, you know?
Or the horse is in the car, right?
Even a horse is in the car.
Right. If we're really going to make that parallel, the horse is probably in the car and actually making decisions about who they're hiring.
They're all sitting there. Yeah. But,
high five.
You know, and I do wonder, all those are great points. I do wonder, too, and I've included myself in here, like, are we overthinking this as well? Is this more less complicated than we're making it? Because we are in the midst of a pandemic. The Bears would cost $20 million to hit reset because of all the coaching changes and buyouts, et cetera. And is this just a math problem that we just have to accept and understand moving forward, that doesn't necessarily make them cheap, but it is an expensive venture if you're going to go out and try to rebuild a winner?
Happened. Virginia's 98 and not getting any younger, so time isn't exactly on their side if they want to, you know, make good on restoring the matriarch to glory. But to Layla, to your point about timing, I wonder in the throes of the 6-game losing streak, like, at what point did they really stare into the abyss? all the talks about was George or Ted on the phone with Kansas City talking about that guy? You know, what conversation were there? Actual attempts to say, hey, if you took this team over, what would you, if we hired you, what would you do? What would your plan be? Like, did they actually do that stuff and then come to the conclusion, nah, not worth it, not going to get us anywhere, too expensive, we're just going to be fine for another year because we don't have a quarterback anyway, so why bother? You know, how did they determine that this status quo was the best course of inaction?
Yeah, see, and that's kind of my question here is, we all thought like, oh, Virginia's watching the Packers game in November. Man, you should have had it figured out by November because everybody else was already starting to do stuff, even in your own division. The Lions had put together a search firm. The Texans had fired Bill O'Brien. There were people firing their coaches already. Greg Williams got fired far earlier in the season if you're the Jets. I'm just saying, if you wanted to do that change, if you wanted to have that happen... You would have started those wheels in motion.
And that's why
just confirmation.
But see, that's why I don't buy into the timing thing. I don't dismiss what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying they're doing nothing, right? Effectively.
Right.
They're doing nothing. And that's kind of what they do. And I'm with David. I think it was a financial decision that was already preordained. I think that they were looking at their three-game winning streak. Look how pleased Ryan Pace was before the game about the culture of the team. And the fact that Mitch used the word culture made it really interesting when talking about, I guess, the receiver getting thrown out. I just think that this all is sort of following a game plan that we suspected was the case, which is the amount of money it would cost for change, and they're in the midst of a pandemic, and they were never really wholeheartedly into it. Maybe that loss was so bad that they said, wow, we really ought to have a meeting about this and wait a day. But I thought maybe Pace was in trouble, but I never thought Nagy was in trouble, ever.
You and I have talked about it in the past. I think, you know, to start 5-1, lose 6, respond by winning 3 or 4, you know, we've been through a lot. And, you know, I think the response says something about our guys. I think it says something about our culture and just the people we have in our building.
Great success.
You know, people, when they're looking for answers, they will see what they want to see, and they'll hear what they want to hear. And so you will tend to ask questions of people who reinforce your own beliefs. So I don't think for a minute that there was an exhaustive effort to, during the 6-game, you know, losing streak, to seek counsel or opinions like, what should we do here? Should we really hit reset? Who's out there that would change this? No, I don't think they did that at all. I think they probably looked within, and they kind of steeled themselves for what was to come. And they prepared for this day that they were going to embrace the status quo. I don't think that they spent a lot of time and effort and resources in trying to figure out a plan B, because I think they were so deep in plan A.
Mm-hmm. And I think if we were listening carefully, we just heard Layla name the Bears' next defensive coordinator. You talk about old and desperate. Greg Williams.
Ooh. We're fired up about that.
No. Oh, no.
But that's what we're talking about.
Commander, if we're going to tank.
I'm just saying, that's the kind of guy you're talking about, is somebody who's done it, somebody who has had some success. There's been a track record. It's been a checkered history. But you kind of hold your nose and make that higher. That's the pool. The
Bears don't like controversy. They don't want to invite that into their building. I would be shocked if they go that direction. You could look at the credentials. You could look at his track record. But I just think that when you do that, too much controversy for a regime that likes to resist and avoid it.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, but, you know, that's the kind of name you're talking about. And it's that type of guy.
That guy's a good coach. I'm sorry. I understand all the controversy, and I understand that, you know, he's the first guy that's going to rattle off his credentials. But he's had success in the league.
He's an excellent coach, Molly.
Yes,
I mean, look, if you want to get the most out of 22 guys, Greg Williams will help you do that. But I don't think that a head coach that immerses himself and brags about the culture in a building is going to bring in somebody like that to pollute it. I just don't see that happening.
I'd pay top dollar. What have you guys today?
We have this today. This is one of these days. One of these marking point days where the highest levels of the Bears are going to be put on the record with their expectations, and they're going to have to tell us why they're doing what they're doing, why they're not doing what they're not doing. We will carry the Bears press conference live at 10 o'clock. I want to bring back some of the sound from earlier in your show today, some of the stuff Mike Lombardi said near the end of his appearance. Brad Biggs with a sobering comparison with the Bears to their rivals. And then we'll roll the press conference in its entirety, and then we'll see afterward, depending on timing, we'll maybe squeeze Hub in, but certainly be here for reaction and do what the score does on these days.
Excellent. Have a good show. We'll be listening. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.